ॐ सखना भवतु Gita, we have this ongoing classes every first and third Sunday of every month. And today we need to discuss in the fourth chapter, verse 8, I think, 7-8. Very famous verse, Yada Yadahi Dharmasya. In fact, Yada Yadahi Dharmasya, already it was discussed, it seems, in the last class. Anyway, we will look into that verse also. I will repeat, you please follow. Yada yadahi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttanam dharmasya Tadātmānam srijāmyaham paritrānāya sādhūnām vināśāya ca duṣkṛtām dharmasam stāpanārthāya sambhavāmi yuge yuge. One of the important topics in this Bhagavad Gita is this avatar. It's a very important topic, because the whole culture, religion, all these are based upon avatar. If you take the avatara out of Hindu culture, all dance, music, songs, all of them will disappear. Painting, sculptures, all these are centered on avatar, Rama avatara. There's a big dispute going on. It's all because of avatara. Ayodhya, where Rama was born, is avatar. That's a sentiment. So this avatara vada, the topic of avatara itself, is an important topic to be understood. Then afterwards, what Krishna says here about avatara. He tells what is avatara. The fourth chapter begins in a very strange manner. Krishna said to Arjuna, Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktavan Ahamavyayam. I am the one who had taught this yoga to Vivaswan. Vivaswan existed long ago. If he was a king, if he was a deity, Vivaswan is looked upon as the sun. Then there is no question. There is no time involved. The beginning of the Kalpa. I am the one who had taught Vivaswan. Vivaswan taught to his son Manu. Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktavan Aham Avyayam. Imam Avyayam Yogam Aham Proktavan Vivasvate. For Vivaswan, I was the first one to talk about this, teach this knowledge, spiritual knowledge. Yogam here is spiritual knowledge. This jnanam. In fact, this nishtadvayam, which was talked about in the second chapter. So this was taught by me to Vivaswan. And Vivaswan, in turn, taught Swaputraya Manave. It's called Vaivasvata Manu. This Vaivasvata Manu, even now it is going on, Vaivasvata Manvantara. The ruler is Vaivasvata Manu for us now. In terms of dharma, etc., he is the one. Vaivasvata Manu, Swaputraya, Vaivasvata Manu, Manave Praha. He taught Manu. Manuhu Ikshvakave Abravit. Manu taught Ikshvaku, who was the great grandfather of Rama. In fact, grandfather of Rama. So he taught Ikshvaku. And Ikshvaku, like this, Vivaswan Manave Praha Manuhu Ikshvakave Bravit Evam Parampara Praptam Imam Rajarishiyo Viduhu. All the Rajas, all the kings, all the Rishis know this. All the Rajas who are Rishis, like sages, like, knew this. All because I initiated this. Don't look at me as though I am talking something strange. It is a good old thing I am talking. Already I have talked about this. Means it's all in the Veda. Gita restates what the Veda says. Krishna is restating what he has already stated in the Veda. But Krishna is... He has got a horoscope. Arjuna knows. He was born on an Ashtami day, Krishna Ashtami. In Rohini Nakshatra, not good for uncle, maternal uncle. He was born in Rohini Nakshatra on an Ashtami. This person, we all know, and he's a contemporary of Arjuna. And Arjuna is really, he is ready to swallow, but he found it was a pumpkin to swallow. And therefore, he said, how am I going to believe this? Now Shankara says in his commentary, Arjuna knew Krishna is not ordinary because he had already asked him to come and do, bless him. That's how he brought him as a sarathi. And therefore Arjuna knew something about Krishna. But at the same time, it is always get that it is always good to get the tip from the horse's mouth. And really it is good to make Krishna commit himself in his own words, who he is. And therefore, so he asked this question as though he didn't know. Shankara says that. As though he didn't know, because Arjuna knew. Krishna is not ordinary. And, but at the same time, he wanted to get from Krishna's own words. And he says, Kam katam yetat, so this vijaniyam, tom adav proktavaniti, aparam bhavato janma, param janma vivasvataha, katam yetat vijaniyam, tom adav proktavaniti. Yemanti matlattaru. So this katam yetat vijaniyam. How we would believe this? How I'm going to assimilate this? Aparam bhavato janma. Your birth was not far away. We know your horoscope. You are a contemporary person. Arjuna's contemporary is Krishna, and therefore you are aparam bhavato janma, param janma vivasvataha. Vivasvan was long ago. Once upon a time. You were here yesterday. You were born yesterday, you were just a boy, all your childhood pranks, everybody knows. And therefore, Krishna, katam yetad vijaniyam, tum adav proktavaniti. Thus he pokes Krishna to get out of his own mouth words revealing who he was. Who is this Krishna? Wrapped in this peculiar colored body. Blue body means dead, correct? And therefore, so this is, he has a blue, he is considered to be a blue-bodied person. Nilameka Shyamala Varnaha. And always dancing around, always happy, and doesn't seem to have any kind of a problem, nonchalant. And in all tight situations all the time. He places himself in tight situations and come out always smilingly, successfully. And in the process, all others are dead around. And so, who is this guy? And makes everybody real also. And takes his flute, million people are around. So this Pied Piper like, this Krishna, who is this? He wanted to know. Right from his mouth, because there is a lot of hearsay. Vyasa considers he is avatara, he is Bhagavan, everybody tells him Bhagavan, it's all hearsay. Everybody says, Krishna, Arjuna also feels that way. Draupadi was saved because of him. And then some people think he's a magician. At least Duryodhana thought so. When Krishna went there to negotiate with Duryodhana for a division of the kingdom. So between Pandavas and these Duryodhanas, so Krishna was the messenger, went from the Pandavas and then told him, hey, settle this. Let us not have any fight on this. So give half the kingdom, that's enough. Anywhere. You can choose another desert, because originally he gave a desert. And then you give another desert somewhere. So you just please give up the kingdom. then there is no half the kingdom. If you say, then at least give a state with 5 districts, smallest state, like Rhode Island. Even that you don't give. All right. Even that you don't give. Give a district with 5 counties. Or a county with 5 villages, townships. Or a township with 5 minimum small village with 5 houses. Or a house with 5 rooms. Give. And settle this account. Because dharma is involved. You need to do this. And Arjuna, because Duryodhana won't give. And then he tried to tie him to a pillar. Duryodhana tried to tie Krishna to a pillar. And Krishna showed his cosmic form. And he escaped. They could not really do anything. There is no rope to tie a cosmic form, you know. And therefore, they all gave up. And Krishna stood there. And do you know what did Arjuna say? Duryodhana didn't get impressed. He didn't get converted. He didn't become a bhakta of Krishna, a devotee of Krishna. He said, "Hey Krishna, this is another one of your magic. This is all magic show. I know you are a trickster. So this kind of tricks, you won't do anything with me. Don't do anything. And this is a trick of one of your tricks." So people have different opinions about Krishna. But nobody took him as an ordinary person. He was extraordinary. That's, anybody can be extraordinary. But then, he wants to get out of him these words. Because Vyasa looked upon him as an avatar. Who is an avatara? Vyasa himself presents in this Bhagavad Gita. Through Krishna's words. Maybe Vyasa presenting it through Krishna's words. Or Krishna presents himself anyway, whatever it is. These are Krishna's words talking about avatara. Who is Ishvara? Abhinna nimitta upadana karanam. The one who is both the maker and the material cause, if any material is necessary. Material means, let us don't go away with the idea there was some material substance, etc. It is in keeping with whatever reality is this jagat. That kind of material. That is called upadanam. And nimittam. So the material and the nimitta are identical, are one and the same one person. Called Ishvara. Nimitta means all knowledge, all shakti, conscious being, all power. And whatever material necessary for the manifestation of this jagat, or creation of this jagat, that material has got to be with that nimitta karana, with that conscious being. Inasmuch as this separation implies some element separating one from the other, Like the pot maker makes the pot out of clay. The clay, the material, is separate from the maker, and the separation is wrought by the space in between. Space accounts for this separation. So too, there space must account for separation. But space itself is jagat. Space and time form the jagat, including anything in the space and time. And therefore, there is no space, because it's a tukam. We are talking of the cause. So the maker and the material, well, have to be together, non-separate. This is called Ishvara. Therefore, then Ishvara is called Ishvara, God or Ishvara is called the creator. From the standpoint of Nimitta Karanam, the jagat is called creation. From the standpoint of the intelligence, knowledge that are involved, therefore jagat is a creation. But don't go away with the word creation and afterwards it is not a Southern Baptist creation, and against which the scientists are all fighting. This is a creation which is equally a manifestation. A manifestation means something in one form is in another form. Correct? Undifferentiated, differentiated. In the causal form, undifferentiated. In the effect form, it is differentiated. Like Ankuraha Bije, even. So like even, so the tree is a differentiated form of the seed. In the seed, the tree lies undifferentiated, correct? In a cause, so the all this effect, the defects that are going to be there, these effects in the causes remain in an undifferentiated form. The example given is like a tree lies in an undifferentiated form in the seed. The branches are there, the leaves are there, the foliage, and the trunk, the bark, the roots, and the fruits, and their taste, everything. They are all lying undifferentiated in the seed. If you look into the seed, you won't see trunk, you won't see branch, you won't see the height of this tree also, you won't see roots, taproots, root system, nothing you will see. You will see some pulp, that's all. Mango tree, so you don't see any mango, and you see not the sweetness will be there in the seed. Maybe the tree is not there. Nothing to do with the seed, the tree. No. Because without the seed, the tree doesn't come. And therefore, the tree lies there in the seed. In a causal form. What is in a causal form means you don't know what is going to come. But it's going to come. What will come? A is a mango seed. Mango tree will come. What kind of mango? This is for pickles. Pulipukachi. It's called pulipukachi. And this one will be sour, this mango. And it will be good for pickles. This is pickling mango. It will come. Most of these sweet mangoes are all grafted ones. Some of them are there. But this from the seed what comes? So he says this mango. tree is there lying. But if you look at this, you don't see. This is Upanishad really. In Chandogya. Svetaketu is asked. They are sitting under a tree. And he asks Svetaketu, "Hey, bring me that one fruit." And it's a tree of the banyan tree. It belongs to the ficus group. And it's like your fig. Same type. And he brings one fruit. He asks him, "You open this." He opens the fruit. "Kim pasyasi?" What do you see there? "I see these various seeds." "Then take one." How to take one of them? Your fingers are too gross for that. You require a needle. Then he says, "Open that one." The single seed. What do you see? He says, "Nothing. This tree, this huge tree with all the branches and foliage, so from where did it come? From the seed. But why you don't see it here?" "It is in a causal form." "What do you mean by that?" "Sukshma form." "What do you mean by that?" "Software form." It's all there. That's why we can see the fellow, and then just come across, he's from California, and you see the guy, and then you say, "I see him." And he says, "I am from, Swamiji, I am from Madras, Chennai." Oh, "Are you son of Subramanyam?" I ask him, "Yes, Swamiji, how do you know?" The brilliance in your face so reveals you are son of Subramanya. Say always good things, okay? Don't talk about the squint and all that. The effulgence. Because you can recognize. It's all software. And the in the causal level, it is undifferentiated. This is what we say cause. And therefore, this Ishvara, who is the cause, maker material, manifests in the form of Jagat, is all three, it's a manifestation. The software manifestation, really. Ishvara's knowledge manifestation. Really nothing more. It is Ishvara's knowledge. The entire Jagat is nothing but Ishvara's knowledge. There is nothing tangible. there is no real object. If you analyze an object, it reduces itself to another object, which again reduces to another object, which reduces another object because you have a name for every one of them. I can say one name reduces to another name, and this name reduces itself to another name. Because previously what was there? A name, because object was reduced to another object. And therefore one name got reduced to another name. That name got reduced to another name. That name, word. Name means word. In the beginning there was word. Don't tell this to any clergy. They won't accept this. In the beginning, all that is there is a word. You reduce it to another word, another word, another word. And the word has a form. But the form doesn't exist because it belongs to a substance. And what is the substance? There is no substance. Finally, what is substantial or substance is only not substance. It is non-empirical. It is satyam, sadeva satyam. And therefore it is a knowledge manifestation. This jagat, if this abhinna nimitta upadana karanam, called Ishvara, who is everything, and naturally, when every form is his form, how can you say there is avatara, one particular form, as Bhagavan? You know? As the Lord, how can you say? What do you mean by avatar means what? Avatar means another jiva, if you say. You are a jiva. There are many jivas. Until they are enlightened, they are jivas. Each one has a body, born of karma, and each one has got a set of karma as causes to be born in this form, with this parentage, at this place and time, and therefore Arjuna is born because of that, you can say, because of some karma, and each one is born because of karma. Every jiva is born because of karma. When every jiva is born because of karma, Krishna is born because of karma. Then he's a jiva, he's not Ishvara. Ishvara is every form. Every jiva's form is included in the form of Ishvara. If every form is a manifestation, within that total there is individual due to the jiva's karma. Therefore there is janma, there is a longevity, all controlled by karma, etc. There are so many factors involved in this. So where is the question of Ishvara being born in the form of one body when he is everything? That is the question in avatara. What is upadanam for him? Then he says, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. He Arjuna, Bharata means Bharata vamsha kulodbhava, the one who is born in the family of Bharata, Hey Arjuna, listen to me. Whenever dharmasya glanihi, when there is glani for dharma, hani for dharma, glani means hani. When dharma is afflicted, dharma is destroyed deliberately, consciously by people. By asuras and rakshasas. Understand? Asuras and rakshasas means by people who destroy, that's all. Dharma. Don't have a value for it. Then I am born. Kya baat hai? So what? What is it for you to be born? What is the material? Is it your karma? No, I have no karma. Then he says, he's going to say that later, I am not a karta. I am akarta. He's going to tell in this chapter, I don't do anything. I have no sense of doership. Even though activities take place, then why you are born? Because there is always before any avatara, when dharma is destroyed, there are lot of prayers on the part of those people who are helpless, who seek help. This prayer, please do something. Oh Lord, he is Anantasena, who is lying down on this mattress. It's a spring mattress, coiled mattress. So coiled mattress initiated by this Lord Vishnu alone. He is lying on this coil mattress, Ananta. Ananta means Ananta Shakti. The one who runs the show, he is of limitless power and he cannot afford to go to office every day. If he has to go to office, he has to take leave, sick leave. He has to take now and then holiday. Lakshmi will ask, when will we go for holiday? She will bug him. Sitting there and asking, sir, when did we have our last holiday? I told you don't take up this job. Why did you become a CEO? And you are a clean CEO. That's another problem. The CEO and clean CEO, these two things don't go. But then say you are a clean CEO. But he doesn't go to office. Shayanaha sarvam bibarti. Lying down, he runs the whole show. That is called Almighty. Subhavastu pravartate. There is so much to talk about, you see. So this subhavastu pravartate, anante shayanaha. He is someone lying down in his own limitless power, shakti. Sve mahimni. Shayanaha sarvam bibarti. Elsewhere in the Upanishad. Lying down, he runs everything. Sustains everything. Okay? Then all these prayers go to it. The prayers create what? Adrishta, certain punya vishesha. This punya vishesha and the other fellows, papa vishesha, those who are doing these atrocities, they create papa vishesha. This is punya vishesha. This kind of a conflict has to be there. this punya vishesha piling up, their papa vishesha is piling up, and therefore, in between, Ishwaradi karmadhyakshaha has got to do something. The one who is the wielder of this law of karma has to do something about it. That is what avatara takes place. Then that is when avatara yada. That's why when yada yada. Whenever. Typical Sanskrit. Yada yada. When. Means what? Whenever. When. Yada means when. Whenever when you say yada yada. In Sanskrit will be repetition. And again, repetition. Again is enough. And again, punaf punaha. Yada yada. Then tada tada. There is a verse, you know. Yo, yo, yam, yam. This is how, there is a verse. Yo, yo, yam, yam. So, this is, yo, Sanskrit it is. It's not something you are eating, yam, yam. So, this is not yo, yo or anything. Yaha, yaha. Yo, yo means whoever. Yam, yam, whatever, whichever. And therefore, so what I say, yada yada, whenever, this kind of prayers pile up, adrishta piles up, and the papa also pile up, naturally, something is to be done. A particular jiva cannot do this. If it can be done, then exalted jiva assumes a body. That's why where we say, he is like avatara, amsha avatara, we say that. Any particular person who was extraordinary, who achieved something, who made a new path of dharma, and they are called, so, or who contributed something to the society, they are called rishis. They are seers. Modern rishis. Einstein is a modern rishi according to me. Newton was a rishi. Even Freud was a rishi. Only this fellow is armchair, the scientist called the evolutionist, what is called Darwin. He is somebody. All others, even though he has revolutionized thinking, but still I don't think that he really did his homework well. He's an armchair theory. He did collect a lot. But these people are not ordinary people. They are rishis. They could see something. They are extraordinary human beings. They're called jiva visheshas. Because of their own exalted karma. Punya karma. That is a particular punya vishesha. For dharma, you require another particular punya vishesha. Punya vishesha means peculiar punya. To initiate dharma, to give a new lease to dharma, to lead people to a life of dharma. So for that, you require to have some punya vishesha. They are extraordinary jivas. Extraordinary means because of some punya they are born. But this is avatara. It's not jiva vishesha. And there is no Ishwara vishesha also. Ishwara is Ishwara. There is no Ishwara vishesha. A special Ishwara. There is no special Ishwara. There is no special God. There is only one Ishwara. But that Ishvara has to assume a deha vishesha, a punya sharira vishesha. That punya sharira vishesha, so which is appropriate to the occasion. Appropriate to the occasion. Okay. Inappropriate, useless. You have to be appropriately equipped. Otherwise it is useless. And when all these fellows are there, Rakshasas are there, you are born, Ishvara is born as a good writer, suppose. I'm just assuming, Avatara. He writes books and books and books for Rakshasas to read and transform themselves. Ill-equipped avatar. Avatara means you have to be properly equipped and adequately equipped. And you can't say, I came as avatara, I forgot to bring all my shakti along with me. And I got defeated by the rakshasa. No. You need to be exactly. The Ishvara needs to be born adequately equipped to fulfill the role of avatara, which is going to make a difference in the dharma. The avatara may be for just doing one action. There are avataras for one action. Hiranyakashipu was taken care of one rakshasa, one asura he was. Taken care of by one job. This is called one job avatara. And Rama had many jobs to do. Krishna had many jobs to do. Not only many jobs to do, lives a life and teaching. And Rama lives a life setting an example. Therefore, it is for many jobs to do, set an example. You understand avatara? Ishvara is worshipped as Rama, whether there was Rama is an avatara or not, doesn't matter. For us, Rama is Ishvara, period. There is no question about it. Because we understand avatara. That's what is necessary. If you say Jesus is an avatara, ready? Okay. We will accept that also. He is an avatara. No problem. We have no problem. They have problems, there's a problem. We will include that also. One good thing is Prophet Muhammad doesn't say he was an avatara. Thank God. Otherwise, I have to accept that. So that will put me in an embarrassing situation. So he didn't say. He said only God came and talked to him in his dreams. That is possible. Because while he is awake, God has no courage to talk to him. That I can accept. You must understand, avatara means it is an assumption of a form. Identifying with the karmas, karma phalas of the people who pray, that phala, karma phala is the upadana. And the asuras, papas also are the upadana. The job is to be done. The pravritti has to be there. Therefore, their papas also are upadana. in order to, they asked for it, they had it. And thus is yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati abhyutanam adharmasya tada atmanam aham srijami. This was told last time. So I bring myself into being, not the law of karma, which is also me. Every jiva is born because of the law of karma, that is me. But whereas I bring myself into being, because I have no karma, and therefore identifying with the results of prayer, that is why it has a lifespan and afterwards it's over. Prahlada prayed and therefore there was an answer. Understand here? And therefore here, paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Yuge yuge means pade pade. Whenever it is necessary, not in every yuga. That's not the point. In one yuga there can be many avatars. And therefore, yuge yuge means pade pade. From time to time, whenever it is necessary, I am one. Aham sambhavami. We are all bhavamis. Jivas are bhavami. I come, so every jiva is born into this bhava, samsara, to get out of it with Ishvara's grace. Ishvara without losing himself. Ishvaratva. Assume a body and to serve a certain purpose. The purpose is told paritranaya sadhunam. That's all in the next session we'll see. Vinashaya dushkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So this I bring myself into being in order to re-establish dharma and remove adharma. And this is what we call it as avatara. There can be avatars in any place. So we talk about avatars that we know. In the what you call Puranas, we have some avatars. But avatara concept is understood. You will find it is everywhere. Some people think it's in any place on this globe. Or elsewhere also, we don't know. There is a generally an objection. Avatara is something created by the Puranas, etc. Even in the Veda, there is avatara. In Kenopanishad, the Lord comes as Yaksha. That's an avatara. He comes as an Yaksha. And then turns into a woman. And these are avatara. The Lord is turning into Yaksha, means an angel, a celestial being, to teach the devatas, Indra, Agni, Vayu. It's a very interesting story. At least I make it interesting. And to me it's very interesting. And this is the. This we will pick up next week when we meet. Okay, next time we'll pick up this thing, and then of course our campers. So we will continue the talk. Evening Swami will talk today, and I have some other program, and so we will pick up the thread tomorrow morning. And I will have two classes tomorrow in the morning itself. Again tomorrow evening, I am going somewhere, I think. No, I'll be there. We will have classes, several classes. Okay. Now, I want here these students whom I have been talking to, they'll be sitting. I would like to talk to them about Dakshinamurti. And Shanti 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 Harihi Om Sri Guru Bhyo Namaha Harihi Om.